The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Monumental Sports Network. We're going to be on the Altcast in 8 days.
Week from tomorrow.
Caps game.
That's right.
Next
Caps,
week.
Sabres.
Cap Sabres.
Sabres are in town.
It's
December 14th.
Saturday night we're doing it, not it a Friday night.
It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
All right.
I thought you, don't you have a calendar on your phone?
7 p.m.
Or do you have a
drop.
Memory where you can just store
No,
like these,
I put stuff on my calendar,
items.
But I'm just thinking about it in my brain.
Okay.
That makes any sense.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Not this Saturday. Next Saturday.
Yeah, don't show up tomorrow.
Right.
That would be bad because the Nugs are playing the Wizards. The Wizards are going to have a chance to break their losing
right.
streak.
Right. Good right. luck.
That's funny.
And even though it irks EB, it's a Russell Westbrook revenge game.
Yes, it is.
I hate that revenge game angle.
He hates it.
I mean, do you guys think this is like, it's just like a talking point?
Sure.
It's kind of a goof.
It's Kirk Cousins' revenge game this weekend.
But it's hard to take revenge games seriously in the NBA when Russell Westbrook has played for about half the teams in the NBA at this point, seemingly.
Is your boy Kirky going to respond this week?
I hope so, because it was a bad look for him last week.
I mean, he has to.
He can't play worse
than he did last week.
It's physically impossible.
That's the worst game he's ever had.
I don't think he has a touchdown in a month.
It's not been great.
If he has another dud, might be Penix time.
Now, the only good thing is the only way to move the ball really on the Vikings is by passing the ball.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully he's not passing it to the guys in the purple jerseys.
I think
jerseys.
He's going to bounce back this week.
All right, we've got Kevin on the line to talk some movies and talk about what's happening in the streaming world, because that's as big as anything nowadays. What's up, Kevin?
Kevin?
Sorry, I'm on the wrong mouse. I have two mice. Kev?
What's going on, Rick?
Kevin, before we get into any of this, you interviewed Pam Anderson, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. So there's a lot going on right now with, like, all the movies coming out in December. And to your point about streaming, I actually think the theatrical business is booming in a huge way. The Pamela Anderson movie is called The Last Showgirl. I haven't never spoken with her before, and I spoke to her yesterday. That movie comes out, I think, December 13th. It basically deals with her character is in a show in Vegas called The Razzle Dazzle, and the show is closing, and she's trying to figure out what to do because she's been doing the show for a couple decades. And it stars Jamie Lee Curtis and Dave Bautista, obviously a local guy from D.C. She was wonderful. It was actually really interesting to speak with her because, you know, I obviously grew up knowing who she was, Baywatch and Barbed Wire and all the movies that she had done and things like that, but this was definitely, a real treat to speak with her, but also Jamie Lee Curtis, they were together. So I'll have that interview coming up soon on my page and for Fox 5 DC.
I feel like you've interviewed Jamie Lee Curtis a few times and kind of, wouldn't say flirted with her, but you had fun with her.
No, she's always fun. Dude, she is always like one of my favorite people to talk to. Like even yesterday, I was the first interview that they had up for the show, for the interviews. And like, she was loving the interview so much that she didn't want me to stop. And she wanted to, like, she was just saying how good the interview was. She's always like very nice and supportive over the years to my interviews. But yeah, Pamela Anderson was cool. She was very quiet in a way, but gave great answers. Yeah, so that was a really good one. But the big thing out this week that I want to highlight real fast is Interstellar. Interstellar obviously came out 10 years ago. It's Christopher Nolan, in my opinion, his masterpiece. But they re-released it this week, starting today, for the 10th year anniversary. You talk about a movie that had such a massive following. If you try to get tickets for it, it's almost sold out everywhere. I know they've added show times, but like if you try to go to Udvar Hazy to see it or any of the IMAX theaters, like seats are like going so fast. And this is a movie that came out 10 years ago. And for people who haven't seen it, it's one of my favorite movies of all time, probably top five. And Christopher Nolan, you know, has really become in my opinion, the premier filmmaker, the filmmaker that really reminds us why going to the movies is a big deal. I mean, how else do you make $1 billion with a 3-hour R-rated biopic about J. Robert Oppenheimer? I mean, Christopher Nolan is the reason why that movie did so well, is because he knows how to make an experience. I mean, obviously it's an incredible story, but the cast is great, but he is one of those filmmakers that really kind of drives people to the theaters. And Interstellar was, you know, came out 10 years ago, as I mentioned, Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Jessica Chastain, Michael Caine. Honestly, it's brilliant. If you haven't had a chance to see it in theaters, go see it. I know they've released some more showtimes, but it has an IMAX run. I think it's only a week long starting today. And you won't be sorry. I mean, if you've only seen the movie at home, you really truly haven't seen it fully, especially the IMAX version, because he shoots IMAX and regular. So the movie goes back and forth in terms of its image size and aspect ratio. So, and Hans Zimmer's score is one of the greatest of all time. So that is my recommendation for the week. It's kind of a slower movie week as we come off of Thanksgiving, but December is going to be a huge, huge month. And I don't know if you guys follow box office, but this past weekend and over Thanksgiving, I don't know if you guys saw the numbers. It was like $400 million or something for the weekend alone, because you had Wicked, Gladiator, as well as a Moana 2 all crushing. And it's really just a testament to the theatrical experience. We haven't, you know, I know you guys talk about streaming a lot, but people are going to the theaters. People Sure. are getting out and going. And it's a great thing, because I think when the pandemic happened, obviously movies were nowhere near anywhere near importance of talking about it at that time. But I think theaters, you know, that was a big question. Will movie theaters, survive if people aren't going? Obviously at the time, that was not the big concern. We were dealing with health concerns, of course, but I'm just glad to see that people are returning to movie theaters, and in a big way. I mean, these are big, big box office films, and Wicked is just crushing it. So I'm happy to see it.
Kevin, I was bummed to see Valdez tweeted a few days ago, Gladiator 2.
Was it awful?
Three out of five missed field goals. That makes me not want to go see it now.
Here's the thing. So I've softened on that film a bit too since I've seen it, because when I first saw it, I mean, the first Gladiator is a masterpiece. It's a 5 out of 5. But also, I've said this in the show before, the first Gladiator was a happy accident. I mean, that movie wasn't even fully written when they went to film it. The best lines in that film, are you not entertained, strength and honor, those all came about, as Russell Crowe told me, like in an interview, through just conversations they were having while filming. And it's like kind of one of those lightning in a bottle situations. And then 24 years later, you bring back the same filmmaker, Ridley Scott, obviously one of the greatest of all time to do it. And you bring a new actor in, Paul Mescal, to play the son of Maximus, Russell Crowe's character. It's basically a retread of the first movie. It's not really anything new. When I reviewed it on your show, I stand by my review. I liked the film. I think it's a really solid crowd pleaser to see in a theater, but I don't think it's anywhere near as good as the first one. And that's the thing. If you're going into this movie expecting the first Gladiator, you're not going to get it. And Valdez and I were just talking off air. Denzel Washington's performance in this film is so good that he's just better than everybody else in the movie. So, like, people keep saying they want more Denzel because you want to go back to his character because he's such a great performance in the movie. It's, the movie is good. It's just not great. And that's the thing. It's like, you have to, you're going to walk out going, okay, that was fun. That was entertaining. It had some cool fight sequences and some decent drama and some good performances. But overall, I'd rather have seen the first one. So I'm still with my rating. I gave it like a 4 out of 5, a B. But as the time has passed, I've kind of really kind of forgotten about it. It hasn't really sat with me. And sometimes you got to think about how a movie sits with you. Does it stay with you for a while? Like Anora, for example, that movie has stayed with me for weeks. I can't stop thinking about it.
You keep talking about Anora.
Yeah.
Hey, what is Kevin McCarthy watching on streaming? There's a show, which I think it's one of the top shows on Netflix. I haven't tried it yet. The Madness.
I'm intrigued by it.
Are you watching that? Have you watched it?
No, I haven't seen it because this is kind of crunch time for a lot of films that are coming out in December. But in terms of streaming, from a movie perspective, like I know there's a lot of TV shows and things like that, but like Conclave is now streaming on demand. That's the movie I mentioned to you guys a couple weeks ago.
Trap saw it and liked it.
Oh, it's brilliant. So that movie is now available in your home on demand. And for people who aren't familiar, Ralph Fiennes, his character is tasked with choosing the next, or helping to choose the next Pope after the Pope in the movie unexpectedly dies. But the cast is incredible. John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, Ralph Fiennes, brilliant film, available at home. JP, I know you saw Juror number 2. That's available at home as well. That's the
Clint Eastwood movie. These guys got to see it.
Yeah, that's available at home now on demand, and obviously some of the bigger films of the year. If you haven't seen Alien Romulus, which is the new Alien film, and you have a subscription to Hulu, you can now watch Alien Romulus on Hulu at home if you have a subscription for it and you don't want to pay to rent it. But no, I haven't seen that show yet, JP. I've been kind of locked down. I've been watching so many films. I just watched the new Bob Dylan movie yesterday called A Complete Unknown, which is Timothy Chalamet playing Bob Dylan. He live sings and plays guitar. It's truly remarkable.
He sounds like him.
Oh, my God. Dude, I'm talking to him today. That kid is 28 years old? That guy is one of the greatest actors of our time. And obviously he's had a huge year. He had Wonka last year. He had Dune this year. But if you're a Bob Dylan fan, even if you're skeptical, the guy who directed this, James Mangold, he did A Walk the Line. And he did 310 to Yuma. He did Logan. He did Copland. One of the best filmmakers also working today. So that comes out Christmas Day. So I'm talking to Chalamet today. I'm looking forward to that.
Kevin, is there a new Jack Reacher coming out?
No, are you talking about a movie or a show? Because I know Krasinski plays Reacher in the Amazon, or not Reacher, not Krasinski, Alan Rickman, right? Alan Rickman, I'm like blanking on his name.
Yes.
Not Alan Rickman.
I can look it up. I know who you're talking about.
Lickman? You know what I'm talking about. Alan Richson. Rickman is somebody.
Richson.
Alan Rickman from Die Hard. Richson.
No, I know who you're talking about.
Jack, sorry. I wasn't prepared for that one. But yeah, no, the Jack Reacher show is obviously huge on Amazon. I know the movies were, you know, who played him in the movies was
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no,
that's
I haven't
I mean.
Heard of anything new on that one yet.
Jack Reacher 3, I'm just watching a trailer. I'm not sure when it comes out.
Oh, it's Cruise in. Oh, Jack Reacher, is Cruise in it?
Cruise is in it.
Oh, I didn't even know they were making a third one. I didn't know that.
Did you know there's a Jason Bourne coming out next year? A new one?
No, I know that they've been talking
Scooping
about
Kevin.
It. Like it's
yeah, he doesn't really pay attention to that stuff.
Yes, I do. I'm focused on the current movies at the moment. I haven't really looked ahead at next year yet.
Well, yeah, there's a new Jason Bourne coming out. There's a new Equalizer coming out.
Hey, I know you prepped a lot.
A new
did
Jack
you have to
Reacher?
Go? Did you have to go back and look at the Tommy Lee tape with Pam Anderson before your interview?
No. Yeah. And that's a whole nother subject matter that's interesting to get into because I genuinely feel really bad for her. Like there was a really interesting documentary that came out. I think it was on Netflix. I want to say it was called Love or something where she speaks on that because, you know, as she is living now in her life, I mean, her kids, you know, like imagine like that being something that's out there. Obviously, you guys know the story. It was stolen. It was put online. But it really is a that show that came out where Lily James and Sebastian Stan.
Yeah, it was on Hulu. He had a prosthetic dong. It was very disturbing.
And the thing about that show is that it brought up that trauma for her. She, you know, I got to say, when I was speaking to her yesterday, she's very quiet. And I don't think we stop to think about what that did to somebody, psychologically speaking. If someone were to
put out... Did she wear makeup during your interview?
I don't believe so. I don't think she had makeup on during the interview. And she looked great. I mean, I have a very interesting, sympathetic nature towards what happened to her, because I find that people, you know, listen, like in this day and age, anybody wants to put videos out for clicks, but we forget that they're human beings on these videos and what this psychologically does to people. I mean, imagine that. Imagine a video of yourself being out there like that. It's awful. So, anyways.
All right.
You guys are just
riveting. You bring up a good, serious point.
I know it's an awkward spot for you.
No, I just feel bad for her. I genuinely do feel bad for her.
Well,
really,
if Tommy Lee had locked the safe, then the Seth Rogen character wouldn't have stolen the tape while he's renovating his house.
I know.
Dumbass Tommy Lee.
But real quick, and just in terms of some stuff, if you're interested in seeing anything else this year, Nosferatu's coming out Christmas Day, which is the Robert Eggers film directed by starring Bill Skarsgård, also Baby Girl starring Nicole Kidman. It's gonna be a big December, so I hope you guys get a chance to go out and see
Kevin,
some movies.
Kevin, you think Eric Bickle knows what Nosferatu is? I think he has any idea.
Yeah, Eric, do you know what Nosferatu is?
No freaking clue.
What is it?
They both look the same.
Wait. Eric, that's like me not knowing who the quarterback of the Cowboys is.
I'll raise man. I don't know what it is either.
No,
You've never heard that name before.
Never heard it ever in my life.
Not once.
What?
Drab, you've heard that? Nosferatu?
Yeah.
It's a vampire.
Is it a Dracula or something?
No, it's an old school vampire.
Yeah.
Three out of four chunks don't know.
Very famous old school film.
And I don't care.
I love how you're saying, like, I don't know about next year's Jason Bourne, but you guys don't know who Nosferatu is.
I've heard of it, but it had no impact on my life.
I've never heard of it.
I've heard of Count Dracula.
He actually thinks that's
funny. Wait. I do get sized that Joe Burrow apparently did he allegedly
oh,
buy
God.
The Batmobile?
He did buy the Batmobile for like
$2.9 million. Yeah.
I get all sized for that.
We know you get Steve.
Hey,
for
Kevin
that.
McCarthy TV, 2.5 million views on his TikTok of his interview with Ariana Grande.
Amazing.
Hey, keep it going, man. We've got Bruce Boudreaux coming up next. I'm guessing you've never heard of him.
Definitely hasn't heard of him.
You ever heard of Bruce Boudreaux?
Bruce what?
Yeah,
Boudreaux.
Why even ask?
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No idea.
He was coach of a local team here in D.C. for several years.
Guess the team.
Wizards?
Yeah, good guess.
Capitals head coach.
All right, buddy. The Be safe this weekend.
Bye, Kevin.
The Capitals?
All right.
It's Kevin McCarthy.
Oh, my God. All right. I got to go. I was told I got to go make a dental appointment.
Oh, okay.
I really do.
All right.
All right, go make a dental appointment.
You'll do that. And we do have Bruce Boudreaux, former head coach of the Capitals, joining us next here on the Junkies.